Lakes 101.5. It's time for today's good news story of the day, brought to you by Groponi Mazda, driven by people. Today, I have Ann Banks in the studio with me. Ann, what's your official title?
I am the Apprenticeship Program Manager for the Community College System of New Hampshire.
Apprenticeship. That is different than an internship, correct?
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of similarities to that, but we work with federally registered programs, and really the best way to think of the difference between an internship and a registered apprenticeship is that internships are usually student-driven, and registered apprenticeships are employer-driven, but they do still have the same components of on-the-job learning with some related instruction that goes with that. So a registered apprenticeship has multiple components, but the two main components are really that on-the-job learning and a supplemental instruction. And so really the employer is agreeing to have somebody come under their wing, and they're going to teach them what they need to do on the job while they're going to school. That can be, you know, non-credit courses, or we have some programs that end in a degree as well. It's not an either-or kind of option for individuals. They can be going back to school and getting a degree while they're learning on the job. And the really great thing about that is twofold. So the benefit to the employer is that they're getting somebody and they're training them the way that they want them to be working, teaching them all the tools and tricks of the trade, of how they want things done. And the benefit to the apprentice is that they actually are learning something and then they get to apply it right away, which we all know that that's the best way to learn. And they're getting a paycheck while they're doing that.
This is open to anybody?
Anybody over the age of 16, from 16 to however long they want to be working for. What has really happened is has been that midlife kind of a space to where people are looking for that career change, but they can't quit their jobs and they have to have an income. It really has worked out well with apprenticeship because they can go back to work. They're earning that paycheck while they're learning at the same time. And so it is great for career changers, but it's also really great for high school students and students who have just left or are just graduating. We are a federally funded program, so all of the work that we do is funded through federal grants from the U.S. Department of Labor. Since 2017, we have received over $11 million in grants to help expand registered apprenticeship across the state. So we have set up regional hubs across the state based around where our community colleges are located that has a full staff to be able to help employers build their program and then also connect to career seekers and community partners to help fill the open apprenticeship slots, because we all know that workforce is a challenge right now. And it's not necessarily that people don't want to work. It's just knowing what the opportunities are, finding the right fit, and having the skills to be able to do it.
So how would a business or an individual find out about these apprenticeship programs?
They can go to apprenticeshipnh.com, or they can contact me at abanks@ccsnh.edu.
Thank you so much. This has been the good news story of the day. If you've got a good news story, email it to me, Heather at lakes1015.com.